Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're very happy to be here at Crested Butte tonight. A long time coming. It took us a long time to get here because our truck was going 1 mile an hour, but we plugged on and here we are. Anyway, that's why we're going to now do this little next number for you here, which is takes place someplace far away from the high mountains of Crested Butte, but in a place that's very similar, because this place also has one big mountain rising up in the middle of it. It's where we actually come from, and it's called Gamehenge. I don't know if any of you have ever been there before. But Gamehenge is a beautiful area. It's got a huge mountain rising out of a thick green forest, dense forest that goes as far as the eye can see in all directions. And Gamehenge is a special place because at the top of the mountain of Gamehenge lives, you might call him the god of Gamehenge, the great and knowledgeable Iculus, ladies and gentlemen, lives on top of the mountain. And once a year, every year at Gamehenge, at a certain time of year, three chosen subjects go on a special quest to pray to the god Iculus, author of the Helping Friendly book. And what they do is they start walking through the forest for days and days, because the forest goes as far as the eye can see. And they walk and they walk until they get to the edge of the forest. And at the edge of the forest, they see a green field, a beautiful green mossy field that goes in all directions, everywhere that they can see. And they step out of the forest and into the sacred field. And they walk along through the field for more days and days, because the field also stretches as far as the eye can see, almost into infinity. It's a vast green, deep green field. And they walk until suddenly, one day, they look in front of them and they see a rhombus, a black rhombus. And this was of course their destination, a huge black rhombus floating in the distance. As they get closer to it, it's enormous. It's the size of a mountain with smooth surfaces. When they get up there, they take their packs off that they've been carrying and they take out their three-hooked instruments of climbing and they swing them and then they throw the three-hooked climbing instruments up onto the rhombus and they start to climb up the rhombus. They finally get to the top of the rhombus, and it's this point that they look up into the sky and they begin to pay homage to the gods of the night sky that make the beautiful sky and all the clouds, and Iculus living on the mountain and the gods of the forest. And this is what they do. They sing this special little sacred ditty that goes like this.